AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A 21-year-old Massachusetts man, Jack Teixeira, has been arrested in connection with the online leak of highly classified military documents on the Ukraine war.
Teixeira is an employee of the United States Air Force National Guard.
Attorney General Merrick Garland.
FBI agents took Teixeira into custody earlier this afternoon without incident.
At the Pentagon, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says young troops given big responsibilities are also trained on rules and regulations.
And you're expected to abide by those rules, regulations, and responsibility. It's called military discipline. And in certain cases, especially when it comes to sensitive information, it also is about the law.
The Florida legislature has approved a bill to ban abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Ron DeSantis supports the bill and is expected to sign it. Meantime, doctors, clinics, and telehealth providers across the country are scrambling to figure out how they'll continue to provide the most common type of abortion after a federal appeals court imposed new restrictions on the drug mifepristone. Donna Warder has more.
When the abortion drug was approved by the FDA in 2000, it could be used up to 7 weeks of pregnancy, and it also required 3 in-person office visits. In 2016, those rules were relaxed to up to 10 weeks of pregnancy, and no office visits were required.
In economic news, another inflation gauge easing. The March producer price index down 0.5% from February, and compared with a year ago, up just 2.7%. Rita Foley has the latest on jobless claims.
Applications for unemployment rose to their highest level in more than a year, but they're still relatively low. For the week ending April 8th, the number rose by 11,000. But the Fed, which has been battling inflation, predicts that the unemployment rate will rise to 4.5% by the end of the year.
Mortgage rates eased. And a rally on Wall Street. The Dow and the S&P each gained more than 1%, the Nasdaq 2. This is AP News. Many parts of northern China have been blanketed with dust from a sandstorm headed towards Inner Mongolia. Karen Shamas has more on its impact.
The sandy, dusty weather and strong winds are expected to continue for several days, according to China's Meteorological Center. The public were warned to protect against the poor air quality. In Beijing, buildings and traffic were shrouded by low visibility. Beijing resident Tu Xishan said the sandstorm had a huge impact on her life because it interrupted her marathon training plans. I want to run, but I don't dare run because of the weather. That's very painful. Xiao Wenwen, who is a newcomer to Beijing, told the AP the bad weather forced her to wear glasses as a protective measure. I can't open the window to ventilate my room when there's a sandstorm, but there's still sand coming in and I can smell the earth. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.